The following program represents the views of the speaker and not necessarily those of KCBX. KCBX welcomes the comments of those with divergent views. Our number is 805-781-3875 to call in and join the discussion. Elizabeth Barrett is a wife, mother, licensed marriage family therapist, educator, emotion worker, social critic, and mental health consultant. She uses all of those skills to address the subjects that we all struggle with in this conversation with the reluctant therapist. We invite your calls and stories at 781-3875. Hello, Elizabeth. What's on your mind this week?
Oh, I have a lot on my mind. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's nice to have you back. I missed you last week.
Thank you. I enjoyed listening to you guys from home.
Tending to your new baby.
Yeah, it was a joy to hear his name right over the airwaves.
Oh, it's just so exciting. I can't wait till you're bringing him in and we can talk parenting over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun talking about the whole journey and process of raising another human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an exciting time, and hopefully we'll keep you stimulated enough today so that you don't fall asleep from the sleep deprivation that you might be feeling.
Yeah.
From walking the halls at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I am feeling kind of fractured. I'm in a million places today because, like everyone else, my life is full of activity all the time. All great activity, things that I choose to do, but they still feel stressful and overwhelming. You know, even good stress can make us tired. I also think it doesn't help with the time change because I'm not a morning person, so I feel like I've lost a bit of myself. So I feel a little scattered. And as I was thinking about the show this morning, you know, what was I going to do? I mean, we knew the topic was going to be on giving and community service and how we give of ourselves to others and how great that is for mental health. I knew that. But kind of thinking about how to best bring it up, how to best propose some ideas to the community, it was hard for me to gather my thoughts because I felt all over the place. And so as I was sitting here, I was thinking, I almost didn't have the energy to come in and really give it my all for the reluctant therapist today. But the minute I stepped into the station and I saw all of this activity and the people volunteering at the different stations and people making phone calls and all of you here giving of your time, it helped me to really focus and feel settled. And I kind of forgot and let go of all of the things that seemed to be bogging me down before I came into the station today. So I'm already feeling the gift of the opportunity to be on the air with you and talking about giving and community service and anything else that comes up. I want to invite all of you to call in today and share what it is for you to give to your community if you do, or what prevents you from giving back. What holds you back from volunteering? What are some reasons why you feel like you're not able to give extra time outside of your daily life, which is already busy and full? Our number here is 805-781-3875. You can also reach me on my Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist, if you do Facebook, or emails to Elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. I'm always happy to hear from you in any way. But I really invite you to call in and share your stories, because that was the idea of the show when we first started it, was to have a place where we could talk as a community about those things that we struggle with, because we all struggle. You know, if we have new babies at home, that's an adjustment and transition to our life. If we're parenting teens, or we're taking care of the elderly, or we're dealing with health issues, or we're just dealing with the day-to-day of getting up and moving through our lives, we all struggle. And when we struggle in isolation, those struggles tend to feel more overwhelming. They tend to feel more unbearable. And so to have this opportunity to use the radio to share our stories, or to support people who are struggling, to talk about ways that we might be able to lift ourselves, this was a place where we can really focus on community healing. So that's why we have the passion for this. That's why I have the passion for it. When we talk about community service and volunteering, I think the people who do it regularly already understand some of the mental health benefits of it. But I think sometimes that we forget how good it is for us because we're so busy dealing with our own issues that it's hard to imagine having the energy to give back to others when we're so focused on the things that bog us down. So I'm going to talk about some of the benefits, the health benefits of volunteering. The first one is that volunteering connects us and you to others. simple. You know, unpaid volunteers are often the glue that holds the community together. And so coming together and volunteering puts us together with other people who care about the things that you care about. It's a two-way street. You know, you benefit emotionally, physically, mentally, by showing up and giving of your time, and the cause that you volunteer for also benefits. Volunteering helps you to make new friends and contacts. And a lot of the phone calls that I get or emails are from people who are feeling socially isolated, that they've tried to make friends, they've tried to get out into the world and find ways to reach out, but feel like they're not having any luck. And one of the problems is making friends as an adult is much more difficult and tricky than it is when you're a child. It's much harder to just walk up to someone and say, hey, you want to be my friend? You know, we have to do more things to make that happen, to make the friendship start up. And so one of the ways we can get out and make new friends is by connecting through a common project, by going and volunteering someplace for a cause or activity that you care about, and then meeting people who have similar interests. And then it's easy to strike up a conversation. It's easy to kind of share those things that you value. But unless we kind of have the energy to get out and do it, it's hard to start moving ourselves towards volunteering. The other thing about volunteering is that it increases our social and relationship skills. And that also is a key piece, because quite often the thing that prevents us from connecting to others or experiencing the love and friendship that we all so desire is our social and relationship skills aren't where they need to be. That maybe we're very shy. Maybe you're someone who's not outgoing and has a hard time meeting other people. And so you need a vehicle for getting to express who you are without having to walk in and shake everyone's hand or, you know, kind of get out of your comfort zone. So you can slowly improve your social and relationship skills when you volunteer if you find an organization or a situation that best suits you. So what are some of the ways that you volunteer yourself? What are some things that you do? I would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 805-781-3875. I think Brian's going to go ahead and open up the phones to take your calls. This is A Conversation with the Reluctant Therapist, and I'm Elizabeth Barrett. And we're talking about volunteering, and we're talking about giving back, all kind of in line with what we're doing here at the station with Pledge Week. We want to talk about what the mental health benefits are of volunteering in our community. So, Brian, what is some of the things that you've done or do currently to kind of give back?
Well, I have actually come in here and volunteered to answer phones when there's been slots that needed filling.
Very important.
Yeah. Trying to think of anything else, and nothing comes to mind except for back in high school and Boy Scouts and doing stuff in elementary and junior high school age, did a lot of volunteering with those type of programs. It was kind of forced volunteering, though, at that point.
Boy Scouts is such a great opportunity to learn the art of giving of service, giving of ourselves. I know campfires where my girls were really busy growing up, and part of the whole process was very often activity-based for the community, right? Planting flowers or helping someone in the neighborhood who needs help. But what a great way to introduce our children to the spirit of giving. One of the other things that they talk about in volunteer organizations is coming as a family. And doing work as a whole family, you know, doing beach cleanup or volunteering with a rescue organization, because it's often difficult to find any time in our lives that we can go volunteer for hours. You're going to be finding out more and more how little time you have, right? Once you have children. But if we find something we can do as a family, that quite often can be a great way to introduce our children to the benefits of volunteering. They're watching everything we do on a daily basis. So when we start to give back and share, we're teaching them that we value that and how they can go out and volunteer themselves. Because another thing that holds people back from volunteering is kind of a concern of, how do I first do it? Who do I call? How do I find an organization to volunteer for? And maybe there's some of you out there who have organizations that need volunteers, and you'd like to call in and talk about that opportunity. Because I think, again, one of the things that we need to do as a community is match people who have the desire with organizations who need the help. And finding that, making that connection is really sometimes a challenge. Because if you're shy or a little reserved, it can be overwhelming to try to put yourself out there and make a phone call. So feel free to call in and share those opportunities, and we'll try to connect you today. Our number is 805-781-3875 to join the conversation with the Reluctant Therapist. And I'd like to invite Nick into the conversation. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Elizabeth. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Hi, I'm a veteran, and I started volunteering for the VA just recently.
Tell me about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Tell me about that. How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved because I was up there with some medical issues, and I started seeing a lot of volunteer tags on people. Mm-hmm. So I figured it might be a good time for me to give back to them because they've been good to me. And there's a process to become a volunteer there, mm-hmm. but the opportunities are endless. And what fascinated me was the number of volunteers in all age groups, from senior citizens to young people, young mothers or young guys who didn't have much to do during the day, whatever the circumstances might be. So I found that very interesting. And the way that you can volunteer are just so varied. There's so many different areas that you can help with, whether it be medically or just secretarial work, moving patients, and you don't have to, they don't require times. You can come whenever you want to. You don't have to volunteer a lot, but it's a very rewarding feeling, and I think well worth it, especially when you see a lot of the veterans coming back now that are in good shape. And so you become more aware of what's going on around you, mm-hmm. and they have places where you can have lunch and you talk to volunteers, so it's almost a social event as well. So I find it just a great experience.
So how do you feel it's changed you in the last couple of months that you've been doing this?
I think because they've been good to me, as I said before, mm-hmm. with some help medically, and they offer a lot of benefits. So I think just giving back sounds sort of trite, but it just made me feel like I'm doing something that makes a difference to them as they did for me.
Absolutely.
I think that's the best feeling I have.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear in your voice as you're telling the story that you're really enthusiastic and passionate about having this opportunity to share your experience.
Yeah, and by the way, they need volunteers all over. I'm up in the Bay Area, but they need them. I know in Monterey, and I think there's a facility around you, so I don't hesitate. They're close, believe me.
And how did you find out? Did you look online, or was it from going in?
I was actually at the facility, mm-hmm. and saw a lot of people. They have to wear a tag that says you're a volunteer or you're employed there. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got the idea. And I just inquired at the main desk, basically, and then they send you some money. It's pretty easy, I find, in California. I tried this back east in the New Jersey VA facility, and I got pretty much stonewalled. They made it very difficult to do it. But I think in this neighborhood, they want you so badly, and everybody's up and positive about the whole experience. So I say go for it.
I love that. And also in the spirit of full disclosure, I want everyone to know that this is my Uncle Nick that I'm talking to. So I appreciate you calling in, because my whole family is listening, and we always have an opinion about something. So I just want to tell you, welcome Uncle Nick to my community, and I hope you call in every week.
Well, thanks. I love it. I love you, Ben.
I love you, Nick. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Hi, Paige. You're on the air with the Reluctant Therapist. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I was just calling. I kind of wanted to share a little bit about some work that I've been involved in lately. My partner and I, started a group called Mindful Mothers, which focuses on getting parents and mothers specifically to involve their children in volunteering from a young age. And it was a group of moms. We did play dates every month, and we realized we were putting all this energy into organizing play dates, and we really could have probably done a lot more. Mm-hmm. So we started doing play dates with a purpose, and so every month we've partnered with a different organization that needed something, volunteer hours, collections for something. And it's been a great way for me to give back to the community, but also to meet other moms.
Yes.
And it's just been, the moms that I've met have just been such a blessing in my life that I don't know what I would do without them.
I can tell that it's been very important for you. And tell me, Paige, how other moms can get involved with this.
We have a website, mindfulmothers.org, mm-hmm. And we are kind of, this is our fourth year, but really in the last year it's kind of taken off and gotten some real structure. And we have a newsletter that we send out every month that says kind of what we did last month and how it went and what the, you know, the events for the next month coming up are. And it's great because we have to work kind of hard to find people that will let us volunteer with our four-year-old.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Not everybody has something that we can do. So we kind of are doing the legwork to find stuff that we can do together as a family and then invite people to join us.
So can you tell me one or two of the places you have been successful volunteering as a family?
Well, we have done gleaning, picking apples, the unused apples from orchards that then get donated to the food bank. And this month we are passing out waters at the Miracle Mile for Kids.
Oh, great.
To the runners. And every year we have a large signature event right before Halloween called the Munchkin March, which instead of trick-or-treating, the kids bring canned food and donations for the food bank they gear up for the holiday season.
That's wonderful. That's so creative. And you are introducing your children to the spirit of giving back at such a young age that they're never even going to think about having to make time for it. It's going to be something that it's a priority, I'm sure.
That's what we're hoping for.
Oh, I love it. Thanks so much for calling and sharing Mindful Mothers with us, Paige.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Enjoy your day. It's about 2:15, and you're listening to A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and we're talking about giving to the community and giving back, kind of in the spirit of Pledge Week here at KCBX, something that's very important to all of us. I feel so honored to be a part of the programming here at KCBX. Caring Talk for the Central Coast is what we're calling this show. And I know that you're listening, that this is something you value, connecting with the community, hearing stories, sharing your stories, feeling like there's something that matters in your life and you're not so isolated. So I appreciate you being a part of supporting KCBX and the Reluctant Therapist in any way that you can by calling in to pledge. This would be a great time to do that, to show your support for KCBX, and we'll come back to take more of your calls in just a few minutes.
You're listening to The Reluctant Therapist on KCBX. You can call in to join the conversation at 781-3875. You can also call in your pledge of support for programs like The Reluctant Therapist and others at 549-8855, toll-free 1-800-549-8855. We'll be back in just a moment.
So here I am in the studio, no longer isolated by myself in the microphone. I am joined by two very handsome men, Neil Losi and Greg. What is your last name, Greg?
Perry.
Perry. We've been just on a first name basis for so long, all of a sudden I didn't know. But welcome, gentlemen. I guess we're going to talk about the importance of giving back to our community in the form of pledging to KCBX and supporting all of the wonderful program that we care so much about.
Yeah, actually, it is a great tie-in. It's a great time for you to give back to your community by making a contribution to KCBX. It's something you can do today. You might think that it's a small thing, but it's a big thing. We all come together to make this public radio station happen so shows like The Reluctant Therapist can exist. You can do it by calling 549-8855 or toll-free 800-549-8855. We have volunteers ready to take your call and to take a pledge at any level, a $30 pledge, a $52 pledge, whatever feels right to you. And we get all of those together. This is the cool thing. We have a lot of people working together to make a big thing happen. You step in at $30 and then a bunch of your neighbors step in at $30 and more people step in at $30 and we're able to bring a fully functioning 24-hour-a-day public radio station to the Central Coast.
And we'd like to thank Carla Ingram in Morro Bay for her pledge of support in the last hour, as well as Roger Wunderlich in Atascadero. We appreciate their support. Wonderful. They know the importance of giving back to KCBX Public Radio. We also have thank you gifts that we offer to those that make donations. If that's what you're looking for, we've got something for everybody. We have one admission to the Central Coast Annual Women's Symposium happening on March 16th, so it's just this
coming
weekend.
Up.
And that's with Dr. Jean Houston on the theme of the Renaissance of Spirit and the New Identity of Women. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Houston was just interviewed by Marisa Waddell here on Issues and Ideas a couple of weeks ago, I believe. So get that for a $125 pledge. You can get one admission to that symposium. That's a great deal.
Enlighten your life.
That's right. Right. So give us a call. 1-800-549-8855 is the toll-free number. 549-8855.
Also a great thing, a call during this time shows your support for the Reluctant Therapist program, which is also a way to support the community. This is a program that's here for people in the community to call Elizabeth, talk with Elizabeth. Elizabeth is sharing with you as well. Your funds that you pitch toward this program right now keep it going and keep it there so the entire community can benefit. So it's a great time to come forward with a pledge of support.
Absolutely.
The phone number again is 549-8855, 800-549-8855. You can pledge online at kcbx.org as well. You can do that while you're still listening.
You're listening to KCBX and the Reluctant Therapist. You can call in and join the conversation at 781-3875. That number again is 805-781-3875. And you can call in your pledge of support for the Reluctant Therapist and KCBX at 549-8855. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. There's so much activity with people going in and out and phone numbers being thrown about.
Phone numbers. And,
I need to start writing things down. Now I have Greg's last name. I didn't have that before. I'm feeling bereft with information or full of information. Mm-hmm. So, yes, please call in and share with us some of the ways that you volunteer give back to the community. I love talking to you at 781-3875. And I want to give you the second benefit of volunteering. It's good for your mind and body. And, of course, that's what it's all about, right, is maintaining good mental health at all times in our life. And giving back, volunteering, sharing of yourself is a way of increasing your self-esteem, your mood, your feelings about your life. Your role as a volunteer can also give you a sense of pride and identity, which we talked about last week, how important it is to kind of understand who it is we want to be in the world and to be that person, to put it out there. Volunteering is a way for us to create an identity that we're proud of and to put it into action every day. You feel better about yourself. When you feel better about yourself, you're more likely to have a positive view on your life and your future goals, because quite often it's easy to get bogged down by the busyness of our life. Like I mentioned at the opening of the show, today I was feeling a little bogged down by the busyness of my life. And it was feeling overwhelming to have to come in and do just one more thing. But getting here, being surrounded by Neil and Greg and Brian and all the volunteers here at KCBX has been so energizing that I feel like I could probably go on and talk all night, which you probably don't want me to. But it's that healing of my mind and body today, being able to be a part of this community, that has helped bring more energy to what I'm doing. So, Susan, you're on the air with the Reluctant Therapist. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to bring another point up about the benefits of volunteering. This has happened to me a few times. I have volunteered, and the jobs have turned into paying jobs.
Oh, yes.
Volunteering jobs. And it's a win-win situation, because the person you're volunteering for, the organization, gets an employee who is, you know, halfway trained. So it's, you know, I volunteered for family planning for like 4 years, and then there was an opening, and I had a terrible job. I was so happy to get that. And I worked for them for a long time and ended up managing a clinic, and it was just a great job, and then segued into my next job as a social worker with teen parents. So there's a lot of benefits to it for the person who's doing the work as well.
Absolutely.
The other thing is that when I first volunteered, I was about 15, and I volunteered as a candy striper at Boston City Hospital, because, you know, years ago women were nurses or teachers, or very limited things were sort of out there for us. And I couldn't, it was awful. I knew I wasn't going to be a nurse. I couldn't work with that, with blood and all that. But I think about how much college would I have wasted thinking I could do that. But I found out really young by volunteering that this was just not what I was going to do.
That's such a great point, and it's funny you should bring it up because that was benefits of volunteering number three. Volunteering can advance your career, and they do talk about, you know, learning these job skills that can be invaluable in helping you to find your next career. And exactly what you mentioned too, that you can find out the things that you might be good at or interested in or aren't ultimately interested in before you, you know, put in 4 years of college or however much time finding out. So I think that your advice about volunteering is so well thought out and very important because especially in the job market we have today and in this area, it's tough to find work. And so the more training that we have, the more employable we become.
Yes. And I worked with teen parents and I would tell them that all the time. They were talking about how hard it was to get jobs and I'd say go volunteer because if you will work for free, my gosh, if there's an opening in that organization, they're going to hire you right away. I mean, who wouldn't want an employee that would work for free?
How
do you when we pay them? So
exactly.
And the last volunteer thing I did, I kind of still do it, but not really, is that I was a big sister, and it was awesome. I got I did it a few times, but the last one, was a 10-year-old, and I had no experience being around 10 years old, and she was fantastic, and she's 24 now. She's married with her own two children, and she just turned out awesome, and she always tells me, you know, that I was an oasis for her from the chaos of her own home and how much it really meant to her, and we made goals for her. You know, she was the first kid in her family to graduate high school. I mean, the influence you can have on a kid like that, it really needs some good parenting or mentoring.
Absolutely. The mentoring is so key.
It is really key. So
thank you for bringing those up because I think that those are key points, Susan, and I respect all that you've done for the community. Thanks for calling in.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
And John, you're on the air with the Reluctant Therapist. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I wanted to point out that there's an organization called Meals on Wheels that needs volunteers in almost every community. And it's a good chance for retired people to give back to the community and also meet people who are maybe they're even their peers who they're serving or maybe a little bit older, and there's something to learn there from these folks as well as serving them at the same time. And I think in our central South Coast area where there's so many retired folks and older folks or seniors, that it's especially needed and just an all-around great service. And for retirees who are sitting around and not really doing much, I think that it's a great thing. I mean, it helped change my outlook on life after I retired, and I was thinking about what I would do. When I began to do this, it changed my perspective in many ways.
Tell me one of the ways it changed it, John.
Well, I felt better about myself, that I was spending time doing some good for someone else. It also it taught me some things about what it's like to age and what's needed or what to do or what not to do. Those kind of things.
From what I understand about Meals on Wheels, you're not just delivering a meal. You're actually going in and providing some communication and connection for these people on a daily basis, right?
Well, you are doing that. You're supposed to limit your time with them and not get into too many things. I mean, I do little things sometimes, like I'll move their trash out to the front for them on my way out or bring in the paper. And you do form some relationships, but again, they don't encourage you to get too deep with people because it can, you know, lead to more demands or codependencies or there's little issues. They do a brief training. They do reimburse your gasoline, by the way, on your car, so if you want.
Well, and it's interesting how something seems as simple as delivering a hot meal, though, can really make a difference in a life every day.
And absolutely.
Can you give me the information about contacting Meals on Wheels if someone wanted to volunteer?
Let's see if I have the number handy. And
I imagine they have a website.
Yes. Actually, okay. That would be the best All thing right. to do. And in your community, sometimes it'll be called like Santa Barbara Meals on Wheels or that kind of thing. So I know they're in many, many communities.
I do see the car on a daily basis. Thank you so much for calling in, John. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Good luck. Thank you.
You're listening to A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and if you'd like to join the conversation today, our number is 781-3875. You can always find me on my Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist, or emails come to me at elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. I'm happy to hear from you in any way you want to connect. Today we're talking about volunteering and the mental health benefits of volunteering and how important it is in our community to get out and give, not just for the benefit of the community, but for our own sense of health and well-being. The World Health Organization actually has a very specific definition of good mental health, which is mental health is a state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own potential, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her own community. So you know we can't underscore the importance of spending time giving back to the community if it's written in the definition of mental health by the World Health Organization. So I encourage you to find some ways to volunteer. One of the ways you can do that is by giving to KCBX during our spring pledge drive. It's that time of the year where we talk about how we can support the programs that you're listening to, like the conversation with the reluctant therapist. So I'm going to turn it over to Neil and Greg. We'll be back to talk to Millie in a couple minutes, but right now we're going to talk about giving back to this show and other shows here at KCBX.
Yeah, we just wanted to take a moment and remind you that your contribution during this time is so important because your contribution really is the way that KCBX is continuing to operate. Can't be done without you, really. The only way that a public radio station can continue to move into the future is with contributions from people like you. Now, think about what you would be doing if you make a contribution right now. One, you're putting in your vote for The Reluctant Therapist, that it's a program that you enjoy, that's a program that you care about. I know that so far, as this program has been rolling along, been getting lots of phone calls. Elizabeth has a lot of people to talk to. So you know there's value in it. Well, right now you can make a step forward and make a connection to that value with a pledge. Say a dollar a week, and let's just throw this in. That's a dollar a program for The Reluctant Therapist. Is this program worth a dollar to you for the next year? Well, that's what you'll be investing in with a $52 contribution. And the cool thing about it, again, you're not just investing for yourself. When you put that money forward toward this program and toward KCBX, you're helping it to exist for the entire Central Coast. So you are doing something. You're doing something for yourself and the community when you make a contribution to KCBX. So jump in right now, 549-8855-800-549-8855, or go online at kcbx.org and make that pledge. We'd love to hear from four or five people right now.
And you know, Neil, our volunteers are here ready to answer the phones and take your pledges. They volunteered their time. This is how they give back to the community. And it's a great way to do it, as far as I'm concerned, give back to your public radio station. In fact, just a side note, I used to volunteer as a during pledge drive myself, and I think that was how people got to know me, and that's how I ended up getting my position. For those of you that need a little enticement to make your pledge now, we also have what we refer to as the food bank premium. And now this is for you that when you make a pledge, instead of taking a thank you gift, basically, we divert the money that would pay for that thank you gift to the food bank. And the food bank is a wonderful organization that takes food that's donated to them. They package it, they separate it out, and they give it to those people that need it the most. You make a pledge, for instance, the $52 level that Neil was just mentioning, will provide 20 meals to people that need those meals. The food bank operates in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. So if you call and you're from those counties, that money goes to feed people in your community. So again, give us a call. Ask for the food bank premium when you make your call, and that'll help out even more. The number 1-800-549-8855 or 549-8855.
It's a great way to go. You'll help support KCBX, and you'll also help the food bank. You'll step forward right now and be able to help a couple of organizations, and you'll be able to do your part, do some giving.
In the spirit of Pledge Week.
That's
right. In the spirit of taking care of our mental health and well-being. Because as soon as you pick up that phone, no matter how nervous we are making a phone call, whether it's to give money, because I think a lot of people hold back in a lot of things in their lives just because they're a little unsure. What happens when I call into the station? Who's going to pick up the phone? What do I say? You know, I think this is a great way to kind of get out of our comfort zone a little bit, make that phone call, pledge some money to KCBX. You'll have some confidence because we will welcome you and be warm and inviting, and you'll feel so confident that you'll want to go someplace else and volunteer again.
And I also think it helps you feel good. You know, that's one of the things about volunteering. I know when I volunteered at the animal shelter, even after a hard day of work at the animal shelter, I felt good about what I was doing for the animals. You can make a pledge right now and you're going to feel good about being able to support this program and to support KCBX. You'll have done your part.
Thank you so much, guys.
549-8855, 1-800-549-8855. And don't forget, kcbx.org online. You can make your pledge in a secure way. And just take your time, look at the premiums that we have available.
All right.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, guys. And what Neil said was such a great point, because quite often people, one of the reasons they'll give for not volunteering or having time to volunteer is because they're too tired at the end of the day, too taxed with all of the activities they do, taking care of children, going to work. My job is really demanding. And so, unfortunately, they feel like I can't give anything back. But we find that once we get there, even if we have to drag ourselves there, you find the inspiration and motivation to carry on. So I love all the ways that if we can get ourselves out the door, we're already halfway to feeling better. I want to thank Millie for hanging on. You're on the air with the Reluctant Therapist. What's on your mind today?
Elizabeth, thank you so much for giving us this venue to speak about volunteerism and the personal gratification. Just real briefly, it gives for me. I'm a volunteer with the Wellness Kitchen mm-hmm. and Resource Center in Templeton. And it's so gratifying for me because I can lend to them the skills that the people there just don't have. I'm a writer. I'm very involved with marketing and publicity, and I've been able to help them get their word out about their programs. And you're so right about feeling totally overwhelmed and then feeling that tremendous sense of gratification when something that you've done really makes a difference.
So how did you get involved with this group? What inspired you to do that?
My dear friend, Nancy Walker, I'll have to say, she's the executive director now, had this dream of she studied to be a therapeutic chef, and then she decided to open up a kitchen that provides wellness foods and healing foods for people that are having medical issues, medical challenges, and we provide food and education, resources, and nutrition programs. And we've recently moved into near the medical community near Twin Cities in Templeton. So we're getting a lot of referrals from doctors. We're launching a healing foods program that is designed for people that are going through chemo, that are having trouble swallowing and digesting and assimilating food. Let me get to the real crux of the reason I'm calling is that we need volunteers. We have a working kitchen. Mm-hmm. We provide food for pre-ordered food, and then we provide these free foods, broths and stuff. So we have a working kitchen, so we need people to come in, wash dishes and chop vegetables and clean and dust. And, you know, a couple of hours a week would be, you know, just a wonderful thing. We need people to go shop for groceries. We get a lot of our things produce from local farms. So when the other gentleman called in about Meals for Wheels and yes, the food bank, it all ties in with feeding our community.
It does. And so tell me briefly how they can reach the Wellness Kitchen.
It's 805-434-1800.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The website is thewkrc.org.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling in, Millie, and thank you for your good works.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, Judith. You're on the air with the Reluctant Therapist. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Good to talk to you. Well, I want you to understand I have volunteered where all I have benefited from the volunteering is a great person-to-person contact, like working for the Literacy Council mm-hmm. and helping somebody learn English. But there is another reason for volunteering I don't think people have mentioned, which is if you are on a limited income, you can volunteer to usher at a performance or help out at a festival. Or I put up posters for slow folks and get a free ticket. I did some marketing and publicity for the film festival and got a pass to go to films. And these are things that otherwise I might probably would not have been able to afford or go to.
I love that. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the lists that I have here is finding volunteer opportunities. And the very first one they list is community theaters, museums, and monuments, because it's a way that you can give back and then also be able to attend the function.
Exactly. So I enjoy that. You could call it barter rather than volunteering, but it is a form of volunteering, and it's a very, very enjoyable one.
I thank you for bringing that up, because I think it's important to know that we don't have to be isolated in our homes. There's a lot of ways we can get out and do things that we enjoy with just a little bit of effort up front to be able to participate.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling, Judith. Have a great day.
You too.
And Rory, thanks for waiting. You're on the air with the Reluctant Therapist. What's on your mind?
Hey, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for the forum, and I really enjoy the show. Wish I was in a position to be able to throw my money in on the fundraiser to keep you going this year. But as an archaeologist who worked for the state of California, I'm not working. And I hate to throw a cold blanket on volunteerism, but my job has gone away because of volunteers.
Tell me about it.
Well, I worked as the archaeological project manager for Monterey District State Parks, mm-hmm. and now they're having kids do the job. Our cultural resources aren't really being protected. Pot hunters are now stealing things from Point Lobos and Point Sur. And I've actually been asked to go and volunteer to do my job. And while I really would love to protect the resources, I can't feed myself on volunteerism. Okay. So, I mean, there's just some things that I don't believe can be covered by volunteers. And I spent 8 years in school so that I could do my job and protect the resources of the state of California. And now kids are doing it, high school kids, undergrads, and they find it kind of sad. So I guess my only point would be I still do. I volunteer right now because I'm not working, so I might as well use my time usefully. And so I volunteer for things that aren't taking somebody's job away.
And I really appreciate you calling about that, because one, it must be so difficult for you. You've devoted your life to something you care deeply about and don't feel like it's being protected, and that has to be painful. And mm-hmm. two, what is the fix for it? I mean,
the fix is to, well, in my instance, State Parks has turned into a law enforcement agency, and instead of a protector of resources, in my opinion, and they need to go back to what their original mission was. And I would have taken a cut of half pay if need be,
right,
in order to stay on my job. But the reason that it came to mind today, you know, it was timely. I happened to be living on my boat in Morro Bay now, because can't afford a house anymore, but I was able to save the boat. Mm-hmm. I saw a State of California Highway Patrol vehicle in Morro Bay today with a volunteer sticker on it.
Probably stabbed you right in the heart.
Yeah, it just brought it all right back home. And it's like, oh my God, you know, pretty soon they're going to ask teachers to volunteer, and pretty soon everybody's going to be volunteering, but how do we eat?
And I think that is a whole nother topic and conversation, because the idealist in me envisions a community in which we can barter our food and work, and wouldn't that be fabulous? But unfortunately,
wouldn't it be cool?
We thought about it in the 60s. How do we make this work? We'll move to the dunes. But
right.
But unfortunately,
well, okay. It's right. All right. I've got room on the boat.
You've got the boat.
More if need be.
And I know my husband's listening right now thinking, oh, we've got a boat too. We'll join up with Rory and set sail to sea. I think there's a great idealism in that. And I love that idea. And I would love to have that conversation a million times on this show. I hope people call in about it, because we can envision that change. But unfortunately, in this moment, right, we haven't set our society up in such a way that you can just walk into the restaurant and say, hey, I'm volunteering protecting all of our, you know, natural resources. Can I have a burger?
Right.
We don't have that yet. But I often wonder that if you did walk into a place and said, you know, I'm volunteering to so that your state parks are still fabulous, that people probably would give you food. You might start a movement, Rory, is what I'm trying to say.
There's a great coffee shop in Morro Bay called The Rock, and they have been feeding me coffee because they know that I'm an out-of-work archaeologist, and they're so kind to me. They're just perfect.
Well, then maybe that's, you know, that volunteer circle is happening around you. But my heart hurts for you, though, Rory. I hate that you're in this position, and I appreciate you calling to share the story because it is something to consider. My husband gives me a hard time because I'll say, God, I would do this job for free. And he said, stop doing so many jobs for free. But, you know, it's I'm following my passions, and I end up in these places. So I think that we're dancing with this idea of how do we appreciate all of our skills as a community and still be fed and cared for. I want you to call back when we have that subject come up or bring it up next week.
Great perspective. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Thanks for calling in, Rory. It's about 2:45. You're listening to A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. We are talking about volunteering and all of the ways that we try to give back to our community, to our families, to our schools. You know, the moms who are working in classrooms are giving a huge amount to the life of their children and to the other children in the schools. We give back by spending time with our family. Maybe there's elders in our family who are alone and needing some company. You know, taking that hour or two every week or every month to sit with them and hear their story is a huge way of giving back, of giving service, of giving of ourselves. When we talk about volunteering, it's important that we don't set ourselves up to fail or to get into trouble. So there's some things that we can do to find a volunteer match that works well. If you have some ideas about volunteering, how it's impacted your life or things that you've enjoyed doing or ways that volunteering isn't possible for you or you feel like it's not possible, give me a call and let's talk about that. I'd love to hear your stories at 781-3875 or 805-781-3875. If you're calling from out of the area, this is our forum, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, on the idea of volunteering, giving back, or what's going on for you in your life right now. So when you're thinking about volunteering and wondering about where you're going to put your time, it's important to narrow down what it is you're interested in. You need to think about, for example, do I want to make it better around the area where I live? Do I want to meet people who are the same or different from me? Do I want to try something new? Do I want to do something with my spare time? Or do I see a different way of life? Do I want to see a different way of life and see new places? Or do I have to do something more with my interests and hobbies? Or are you interested in doing something that you're good at? Figure out which of these areas that you're interested in following so you can match your personality and interest to the right opportunity. And then think about what kind of volunteer opportunities you might have. Do you prefer to work with people or would you rather work in solitude? Because there are volunteer things we can do out of our home. If you have limited mobility, that's no reason that you have to feel like you can't give back to the community because there are ways that we can volunteer from our house. Are you better behind the scenes? You know, are you a support person or are you someone who likes to get out and have a more visible role in your community? How much time are you able to commit? Because if we overshoot and then the volunteering starts to feel like a burden, it doesn't work out for anyone. So be really conscious about the amount of time you really can give. You know, maybe it's just a Saturday morning once a month doing trail reconstruction somewhere. I know my husband and daughter have done that because she's doing an environmental studies class. And so they've gone out and done some projects up at Lopez Lake and out at the beach. It's just a one morning thing and they both come back energized. They've talked, they've laughed. It's improved their relationship as a father and daughter. And you know, if you're raising teens, that's one of the challenges of raising a teen is finding a way to connect with them. And doing volunteer work together is a great way to connect and talk that feels fun and positive and doesn't make your teenager start to feel defensive. So I really encourage you to look for the activities that fit with your time constraints. I'd like to talk with Rose. You're on the air with a reluctant therapist. What's in your mind today?
Hi. Thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
Thanks for calling.
Sure. My pleasure. I just wanted to call in and talk about being a foster parent and the impact that that's had on my life and my own biological children as well. It's not exactly volunteerism, because you do get a little reimbursement, but it definitely is in the spirit of giving and serving the community, and that's why our I decided to do it. And, you know, what we realized was that ultimately we felt like we were really the people who were benefiting from the experience. Although, of course, we were giving their person ways that it changed us. We felt the profound experience.
I agree. And, you know, I hear that quite often from people who have felt like they were doing something for someone else and ended up realizing that it had changed their life for the better, that they had become a person they never imagined being able to be because they'd never stretched themselves in this way, right? It's, I mean, giving your mm-hmm. life over to someone as a foster parent is going to stretch you in ways you can't imagine until you're there.
Exactly. Very, very well said. And, you know, what so many people say to me is, oh, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could give them back, or I just couldn't deal with the separation. And what we found was that these kids that are out there in the community are so worth that pain of the separation, because, of course, it's difficult. But there are so many children and teens out there who are just in need of having one person in their fan club, and that can change their entire life and the entire course of their life. And even if people are listening and they're not in a position to take someone into their home, there are so many opportunities to serve that segment of our community and to serve foster families through respite, or just getting them a date night, so that they can continue to dig deep and find those ways to help people in our community that are so deserving of it and haven't done anything themselves to put them in that uncomfortable position.
Well said, Rose. I so appreciate you calling in and giving of your heart the way you have. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. You know, it's a beautiful thing to spend time listening to someone's story or spending an afternoon just doing an activity. It doesn't have to be a lifetime. It can just be a day or an hour or two. Just finding that way that you can give of yourself is the key. And stepping just that one phone call out of your comfort zone is also the first step. I think, again, what holds us back is that fear. What happens when I call the agency? I'm not really sure what to say. I'll feel kind of embarrassed. So I challenge you to make that call and then call me next week and let me know who it was that you contacted. Because I think there's a lot of you sitting at your house right now saying, I really want to give. I want to be part of the community, but I'm a little anxious about taking that first step. And you can do it. I promise you, you can. I think we have time for one more call. Chris, you're on the air with a reluctant therapist. What's on your mind?
Well, I just generally want to agree with what you're saying about volunteerism and volunteering and how it you know, it's surprising. It's almost like it's a simple answer that's staring us in the face. But I like going out and doing things just for myself, like, you know, I don't know, whatever my activities are. But when I have volunteered, there's something in the act of helping others that is really energizing, as you say. And also, I've found that volunteering in things that I'm interested in or I know a little more about than, you know, than others, I can share my enthusiasm, and I want to share what I know about this, you know, these things to others.
Right. It gives your life some value and meaning, which again is that hidden benefit of volunteering. I really appreciate your call, Chris, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
And I appreciate everyone who's called in today to share your thoughts about volunteering. And I'm sorry for a couple people we're not going to be able to get to today, but I encourage you to call in next week. We can continue this conversation. Or you can join me on my Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist, or by email to Elizabeth@TheReluctantTherapist.com. I always enjoy hearing from you. I just want to leave you with a couple ideas. One was from Mother Teresa, who said, "Love cannot remain by itself. It has no meaning. Love has to be put into action, and that action is service." And Confucius, because you can't end a show without hearing from Confucius, "He who wishes to secure good for others has already secured his own." And with that, I wish you well this week. I hope that you find a way to give of yourself and in turn find that it gives to you and to your mental health. I hope you'll join us again next Tuesday at the same time. And until then, make your pledge to KCBX. It is a worthy place to give back to the community. I appreciate supporting the Reluctant Therapist. Your pledges help to keep Caring Talk here on the Central Coast.
You've been listening to The Reluctant Therapist. You can call in and donate your pledge of support to programs like this at 549-8855, toll-free 1-800-549-8855. Joining us now in Pledge Central are Neil Losey and Greg Perry. Hi, guys.
Yeah, we just wanted to take a couple of moments to remind you how important your contribution is during this time. You know, all of these great programs that you get on KCBX, they can't happen unless there are the funds to make them happen. And the main way that we raise funds to make all these programs happen is from listeners directly like you. Getting these pledges during this time is what makes it all happen. You can be part of making it all happen with your contribution today. We're not asking for one person to give us $100,000. We're not asking for a bunch of money from corporate interests. We're asking for direct donations from people just like you, the people that listen to the programs, use the programs, enjoy the programs, rely on them. And that's why we're asking that you make a call right now in support of great programs like The Reluctant Therapist. It's one of the new weekly shows that's happening now at KCBX. Elizabeth had been doing the show a few times before, but now it's a weekly show that you can count on being there for you every Tuesday, just like the other programs that you count on. And the only way that those things can happen is when you make a pledge of support. So consider doing it right now. There's no better time than the present while you're listening.
In the last hour, we've been listening to Elizabeth talk to her callers about giving back to their community. And I think a lot of people don't have that opportunity to actually volunteer, so they just don't have the time on their hands. So that's when it helps to be able to give back in a monetary fashion, like we ask you to do for public radio. We do need you to call and to make that pledge of support. Let Elizabeth know that you appreciate her show and that you want to continue hearing it week in and week out. It is a terrific show. I love listening to it every week, Elizabeth. Thank you very much. And if you need a little encouragement, we can offer you thank you gifts, as we do at every pledge drive. We do have thank you gifts at every level of giving. So, for instance, for a simple $30 pledge, you can receive a plant from the San Luis Obispo Botanical Gardens. It's a certificate good for one free plant for just a pledge of $30. We have also our food bank premium, which we talked about last break. And since we're talking about giving back to the community, this is a great way to divert your thank you gift to the food bank and make sure that people that are in need of meals receive those meals. We have food bank for every gift level, starting at $52 and going all the way up. The more you give, the more meals that you can provide to those people in your community.
Donate their money to KCBX, how does the food bank get their money?
The money that we would normally spend on those thank you gifts, so if we spend a couple dollars or a few dollars on a coffee mug, for instance, that money would instead go to the food bank in the county that where the donor lives.
So it's direct service.
Right. And the food bank is already receiving donations of food, so you're not necessarily taking care of the actual food costs. You're taking care of the management of putting that food together, making meals out of it, and getting it out to those people that need it. It's a wonderful service, and it's a great way to kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
Help public radio and help the food bank.
And the way to do that is by calling 549-8855 or toll-free 800-549-8855. You can also choose the food bank premium online at kcbx.org, and you can take care of that right now. Maybe you don't have time to make the phone call, but you could go online. You're sitting at your computer anyway and make the contribution today. I do want to let you know about one other thing. I really like this a lot, and that's why I want to mention it. For a $30 contribution to KCBX, it's the Watch Me Grow growth chart. It's a beautifully finished 5-foot length of 1x4 Baltic birch with markings in inches and feet. And it is you have one of those?
They need that.
And you need it now. They're very cool. I like them a lot. You know, when you can't take your doorway with you if you ever have to move. Somewhere there's a house in Tehachapi with me and my sister's marks on it of where we were growing. But this is something you could take with you if you ever have to move. It's really a cool thing, and it's available for a $30 contribution. 549-8855, 800-549-8855. We only have a few of these available. I'd love to pass one of these along to you. We're going to be getting into fresh air in just a little bit, but now is a great time while you're listening. You've just finished The Reluctant Therapist. You're getting ready to move on into fresh air. Now would make a time to make a pledge.
549-8855, toll-free 1-800-549-8855, or online at kcbx.org. Make your pledge of support now. The preceding program represents the views of the speakers and not necessarily those of KCBX. KCBX does welcome the comments of those with divergent views. This is KCBX HD1 San Luis Obispo, KNBX HD1 San Ardo, and KSBX Santa Barbara. We are streaming online at kcbx.org. Stay tuned next for Fresh Air with Terry Gross, the Peabody Award-winning weekday magazine of contemporary arts and issues. Then at 4 o'clock, it's American Public Media's Marketplace. At 4:30, All Things Considered. And at 6:30 tonight, it's City Billy with host Renee Ingle. Country music like you've never heard it before. Every show, you'll hear new mixed with the old and a migration of rural folk music to urban environs. This is KCBX.